today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and especially this program, today's special, Salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, and welcome to this episode under the topic of sleeping. Of course, we'll look at sleeping in the view of Islam. I invite you to be with this episode of today's special. Open the calendar. Today, Monday, is the 5th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter Al-An'am, chapter 6 of the Holy Quran, Verse 60.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وهو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل ويعلم ما جرحتم بالنهار ثم يبعثكم فيه ليقضى أجل مسمى ثم إليه مرجعكم ثم ينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
And it is He who takes your souls by night and knows what you have committed by day. Then He revives you therein, that a specified term may be fulfilled. Then to Him will be your return. Then He will inform you about what you used to do.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
By night, Allah takes activity out of your soul the same as He takes it by death. He's also aware of what you do during the day. During the night, you sleep, and during the day, you perform some activities. Then Allah will raise you up from your graves so that He reckons you for what you spend your lives upon. It is so until the appointed time comes forth when Allah has assigned for raising the dead from their graves and giving them the fruit of their deeds. This is the hereafter. Thus your return is unto Him, that is, you will attend where you will be reckoned.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban bin nuri wal-Iman. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban bin nuri wal-Iman. Bin nuri wal-Iman.
Let's know a little about the view of Islam about sleeping. Whoever slips after he has discharged his duties concerning obligatory and recommended prayers and has carried out his responsibilities sleeps a praiseworthy sleep. This is because people have ceased to guard their faith and to take care in observing their conduct. They have taken the left-hand path when a sincere bondsman strives not to speak out of place. How can he avoid hearing that which would prevent him from not speaking unless there is a safeguard? Sleep is one such safeguard. As Allah said in chapter 17, verse 36, surely the hearing and the sight and the heart, all of these shall be questioned about that. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the importance of sleeping. According to certain Quranic verses, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam specified around one third of every night to prayer and supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another indication is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was really very zealous in performing these supplementary and additional prayers, especially at midnight, such that in some cases, doing this wasn't, good for his health. Because of this, he received some instructions from God in order to make it lesser, so that his body health wouldn't be at risk. At the same time, as indicated in certain Quranic verses, it's indicated and it's certain that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in addition to performing midnight prayers and midnight salat, he used to recited the Holy Quran at that time. On the other hand, it deserves mention, it's mark worthy that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sleeping wasn't, like us sleeping, because when we sleep, we get cut off from the world around us. However, in the case of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was a divine prophet, he was the final divine prophet, his sleeping wasn't sleeping, for example, by spirit or, for example, by other, for example, higher organs or systems of, nervous systems. So rather, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was capable of receiving the news of what went on around him while he was still asleep.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
The etiquette of sleeping. In the continuation of today's special, set an alarm to wake up for Fajr prayer. This is a good advice. Fajr is the first and earliest prayer in the day, usually performed an hour before sunrise. To wake up on time and not to miss it, set an alarm a few minutes before the prayer is at. The Messenger of Allah has said whoever performs the prayer before the rising of the sun or Fajr and before its setting, Asr, will not enter hell. And whoever prays the two cooler prayer times, Fajr and Asr, will enter paradise. Getting up for Fajr is a struggle for many Muslims, especially in the summer in northern latitudes, if they are not used to waking up so early. They try your best to go to bed right away after Salatul Isha, so you'll be able to wake up earlier in the morning. Never ever be tempted to miss Fajr. Allah does not ask for much in return for everything that He provides. So always remember that prayer is the first thing they will be examining on the Day of Judgment.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
Hygiene of sleep. Thank you very much for joining today's special from IRIB English Radio. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam enjoined upon the Muslims to recite and meditate upon the text of the verse of the Holy Quran entitled Ayatul Kursi and the last three chapters from the Holy Quran before going to bed. These verses are not recited like a charm. They deal with the most sublime attributes of Allah and as such deeply impressed the mind of the individual. Contemplation of these divine attributes purifies and elevates the soul. One seeks protection with Allah from all evil ideas and mischievous things. This practice, if intelligently carried out, becomes a great source of moral strength. Sleepiness is a frequent cause and accompaniment of insanity. Hence, it is very important to get a good night's rest. Sleeplessness can be overcome by concentration of ideas at bedtime. Factors which help in concentration and bring on sleep are ablution at bedtime, warm bath, and hot drinks.
Narrated by Zurara and others, when Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is asked regarding sleep, which sleep entails performing wudu? Is it all sleep or is it some sleep? The Imam makes a difference. He draws a difference between the sleep of the eyes and the sleep of the ears. If it's just the sleep of the eyes, this does not entail wudu. This is not a hadith. You have not and validated your wudu. Zurara, for example, he asked Imam al-Sadiq that if my head falls, you know, when you're asleep, if you're sitting in a car or you're sitting down, your head falls once or twice, do I need wudu? The Imam says, no, you do not need wudu for that. But if you sleep and you can no longer hear, then you need wudu. So again, we see a difference between the sleep of the eyes and the sleep of the ears. The first, we can call it a minor sleep, which does not entail wudu. While the second, the sleep of the ears, the major sleep, will entail, would require wudu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. When we read the Quran, we discover that sleep is a minor death. Yes, it is a minor death. Because during sleep, our souls leave the bodies. Just like in death, when the soul departs the body and never returns again, the difference between sleep and death is that both of them, the soul leaves the body. But in sleep, the soul does not decouple from the body. It departs, but it comes back. It remains. It remains with the body. It doesn't depart all the way. While in death, the soul departs and it decouples. It leaves the body. It separates from the body. That is the difference.
was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic. I mean, sleeping in the view of Islam. Thank you very much for joining us. Till another episode. Fi amanallah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? They told me there is nothing. Who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer.